top of the table, that's exciting. Bottom of the table, that's exciting. Like, that's the sort of football that you want to be. And these are the pressure games that in 15, 20 years' time, I will look back on and I will remember these are the important matches for me, not the middle table teams.
Subscribe to the Koi Gig podcast stream on the OTB Sports app now.
The latest sports news in a bite-sized podcast, the OTB Lunchtime Wrap.
Good afternoon, I'm Philip Egan, and welcome to the OTB Lunchtime Wrap for a look at all of today's sports stories so far on Friday, the 11th of February. The Ireland rugby squad had a light workout at the Stade de France earlier, ahead of tomorrow's Six Nations clash with France. James Ryan led the players for the captain's run in the absence of the injured Johnny Sexton, but he has travelled with the squad to the French capital. Joey Carberry will wear the number 10 jersey, and former Ireland international Alan Quinlan told OTB AM the opening quarter of the game is crucial for the Munster out half.
It's a very difficult game for Joey Carberry. He's a very talented player, hasn't played a lot of rugby this season. That's what would concern me more. I suppose you could argue Johnny Sexton hadn't a lot of rugby played before last weekend, but he's a different type of player. The challenge for Joey Carberry will be settling early in the game and hoping the Irish pack can provide good quality ball for him and that he can deal with the pressure.
The Ireland under-20s are away to France tonight from 8 o'clock, and in the United Rugby Championship, Leinster welcome Edinburgh to the RDS for a 6 o'clock start. Munster are away to Glasgow at 8:15. Republic of Ireland manager Vera Pauw has named a squad of 27 players for the Pinatar Cup in Spain. Liverpool defender Megan Campbell returns for the first time since November 2020. Her clubmate Niamh Fahy is also included and could win her 100th cap in the green jersey. There's also a first senior call-up for Shelburne's Abby Larkin, who trained with the squad late last year. The players will meet in Spain on Sunday and play Poland next Wednesday in the first of three guaranteed games. League champions Shamrock Rovers face FAI Cup winner St Pat's tonight in the President's Cup. It's the League of Ireland curtain raiser, and kick-off at Tallaght Stadium is 8 o'clock. The top two in the Women's Super League go head-to-head. Leaders Arsenal go to Chelsea and take a two-point lead into that game, but champions Chelsea have played a game less. That one starts at 7:45. Liverpool could have Sadio Mane back for Sunday's Premier League trip to Burnley. Mane returns to training today after helping Senegal win a first ever Africa Cup of Nations title. Mane scored the winning penalty in the shootout against Egypt in the final. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says he'll see how Mane is doing physically and mentally ahead of their game at Turf Moor.
I assume he will be in full training, and then we make a decision after that, how he feels and all that stuff. He will probably emotionally be still being high-flying, but physically we have to see how intense it was for him.
Thomas Maloney Westgaard finished 14th in the cross-country skiing 15-kilometre classic at the Beijing Winter Olympics. He clocked the time of 40 minutes, 1.5 seconds to claim a top 15 finish out of 95 competitors, while Tess Arbe finished 42nd overall in the Super G. Meanwhile, Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva has failed a drugs test. It's been confirmed the 15-year-old first tested positive for a banned heart medication in December. Russia's competing as the Russia Olympic Committee in Beijing following a ban over its state-sponsored doping program that could now be stripped of the gold medal they won in team figure skating. And Formula One's announced a deal to keep the Bahrain Grand Prix on the calendar until 2036. It was the first race to be held in the Middle East when it joined the schedule back in 2004. The new season gets underway in Bahrain on the 20th of March. Coming up in tonight's Off the Ball, jockey Mark McDonagh on Friday Night Racing. Aisling O'Reilly's live from Paris ahead of tomorrow's Six Nations clash between Ireland and France. And John Gonzalez joins us live from LA for a preview of Super Bowl 56. Tune in to News Talk from 7 o'clock, or you can listen on the OTB Sports app.
The latest sports news in a bite-sized podcast, the OTB Lunchtime Wrap, available every weekday on the OTB Sports app.